Think about the trees along a wild and wind-blown lake. The pattern of these trees is so made that when the wind blows, they all bend in concert, and all of the forces in the system stay in balance. The pattern of the bending trees, plants, and roots makes them all self-maintaining and whole. Now think about a piece of land that is very steep and where erosion takes place. There aren't enough trees to hold the earth together. It rains in torrents, and water carries the earth down streams, which form gullies. Here, the pattern of the trees and plants is poor. The earth is not bound together because there are not enough roots or plants. Each time the wind blows or it rains, the erosion deepens. The pattern of this system is such that the forces that it gives birth to in the long run act to destroy the system. The system is self-destroying. It does not have the capacity to contain the forces that arise within it. Nature doesn't care if patterns are creative or destructive. What matters to nature is the way things self-organize, the way they cooperate to form coherent patterns. When you look at nature's patterns, contents aren't contained anywhere but are revealed only by the dynamics. With the trees, form and content are inextricably connected and can't be separated. The healthy pattern of trees bending in concert creates harmony and beauty, whereas the other pattern is destructive and ugly. It is the same with people. With the trees, it is the wind, rain, roots, and erosion that form the patterns. With people, it is a common body of human behaviors from which patterns blend together to create the person. A positive self-image is like the pattern of the trees and wind, and is self-maintaining and creative. A poor self-image is like the pattern of the gullies and rain, and is self-destructive. Take three blank sheets of paper and place them side by side a few inches apart. Leave the center one blank. On the right one, draw a small diamond-shaped dot in the middle of the page. On the left one, draw an irregular squiggle. Which sheet of paper is more like your real self? Which of the three sheets seem like a better picture of all of you, with all your hopes, fears, and weaknesses, as you are at this point in time? Which comes closest to representing the way you feel about yourself? The majority of people choose either the squiggle or the blank sheet. Almost none choose the diamond-shaped dot. Yet the sheet with the dot is the most centered and solid and has the most feeling and potential. The blank sheet feels empty and meaningless. The one with the squiggle creates an impression of disturbance and incoherence. You may wonder if the descriptions are accurate. To convince you, let me propose a thought experiment. Suppose you are with the person you love more than any other person on the face of the earth, and suppose you just made the three pieces of paper we have been looking at. Imagine that you are asked to give the sheet of paper that most represents your love to the person. Which of the three do you give? Most likely, you will give the one on the right, because it feels valuable, feels worth giving, and feels the most meaningful of the three.